nearly 60 years I've been a cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud has seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. I married a fine young girl when I was 20. She died in giving birth when she was 30. No flying doctors then, just a kindly old black gem. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. She left me with two sons and a daughter. On this bone dry farm that's crying out for water. Though my care was rough and ready, they grew up fine and steady. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. My daughter married young and went her own way. My sons lie buried beneath the former railway. And on this land I've made my own, I carry on alone. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. City folk these days despise the cocky, saying with subsidies and gold they've had it easy. There's no drought or starving stock in this old suburban block. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud has seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy. But it's nearly over now, now I'm easy.
Now, that was PJ Murray, by the way. We've played PJ a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, but I don't ever remember playing that particular track before. I know it has been done by Ronnie Drew, and I have it somewhere by Ronnie Drew, but it's not a great recording. It's called And Now I'm Easy. It's a man in Australia reminiscing on his life, and I think it's nice. Although, if I may be critical, I think the backing could have improved a little, but that's Joe Waller just being the musician. Now, here's Phil Campbell, and I've been asked to play more of Phil Campbell, and here's her interpretation of The Old Maid in the Garret.
I have often heard it said from my father and my mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'd go without a bidding, for it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? I can cook and I can sew and I can keep the house right tidy. Rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. There's nothing in this this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat money that would make me his own dearie. And it's oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? Well, not there's a sister Jean, she's not handsome or good looking, barely 16, and a fella she was courting. Now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I 45, and I haven't had an offer, and it's oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? Man, come townsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or dancer, come soldier or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity. And it's oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? Well, now I'm away home, for there's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's pleading. I'm away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'll surely get a parrot. And it's oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? And it's oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
Cork is a county way down in the south of Ireland. It's Ireland's largest county, actually, and it features Cork City, which stands on the River Lee. Now, I've played, not this version, but I've played this song before, but the other day I came across this version by Brendan Shine. Brendan himself hails from County Roscommon, but whenever Cork people get together, whether it's after a match or at a party, a wedding, or even at a funeral, you can guarantee that this song will be sung, singing the praises of the River Lee, as I told you, on which Cork stands. Where we courted and played by each green leafy glade on the banks of my own lovely Lee. And if we have any Cork people listening to me on this particular programme this week, I'm dedicating this song to you. Well, you see, the mammy was from Cork.
How oft do my thoughts in their fancy take flight to the home of my childhood away, to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright, ere I dreamed that those joys should decay. When my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the Mardyke through Inchellum Tree, where I sported and played neath the green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lean, where I sported and played, neath the green leafy shade, on the banks of my own lovely lean. And then in the springtime of laughter and song, can I ever forget the sweet house with the friends of my youth as we rambled along amongst the green mossy banks and wild flowers? Then too, when the evening sun sinking to rest sheds its golden light over the sea, oh, the maid with our lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely pressed on the banks of my own lovely Lee.
Brendan Shine and the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. One of the most sung songs, certainly in the south of Ireland. That was Brendan Shine's version. Well, I said there before we started the track, the Mammy. Well, most Irish people call their mother Mammy. You know the way in various parts that they call her Ma, or in England, Mum, and that's it. But a lot of Irish people say Mammy, or the Mammy's coming around for dinner, or the Mammy's coming around for lunch, and that sort of thing. But so if in future on the programme you hear me talk about the Mammy, it means my mother. One of the most much-travelled Irish groups around the world is Celtic Woman. Not only are they much-travelled, but they're wonderfully talented. They fill venues no matter what part of the world they sing and perform in, whether that's Australia or Los Angeles, New York, or London, or Dublin, for that matter. Three girls who have such wonderful talent. Now, I have said it before on the programme, I don't like everything they do, and I feel at the moment they may be drifting a little bit away from their Irish roots. That's just an opinion, a personal opinion. Here, a wonderful interpretation of the song from the film The Quiet Man. Remember that film, John Wayne? That did an awful lot for Irish tourism. Now, it was a bit what we call stage Irishy, you know, a bit of Faith and Begorra. And by the way, Irish people do not say Faith and Begorra. They might do in Hollywood, but certainly not in Ireland. And we do not say Top of the Morning to you either. But here, wonderful interpretation of the Isle of Innisfree.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea. Especially when it happens he's an exile from the dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. Thank you. I hear the birds make music fit for angels, and watch the rivers laughing as they flow, and then into a humble shack I wander, my dear old home, and tenderly behold the folks I love around the turf I gather. On bended knees their rosaries told, but dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. Soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle of Inishfree.
On listening to that, you can understand why they fill so many venues around the world. Multi-talented group,
Celtic Woman.
Now I've come to the point in the programme where I am going to play my favourite Irish female artist. Her name is Anne Marie O'Riordan, and she hails again from County Cork. And you see, I've got Cork blood in me, because I told you earlier, the mammy was from Cork. Did I? I'm sure I told you my mother was from Cork. Anyway, enough. We'll talk about Anne Marie O'Riordan. She has a wonderful way of singing. It's only an Irish way of singing, but she has it, and she's really making a name for herself, both here in Ireland and abroad. Now, we talked earlier about emigration songs as a result of the famine, and this is a beautiful song. And she sings a song called Éireann Grá Muchrí, which means Ireland, love of my heart. Somebody reminiscing about the Ireland that they left far behind them. Here she is, and listen to this voice.
Oh, the Éireann Grá Muchrí, you're that dear old land to me. You're the fairest that mine eyes did e'er behold. You're the land Saint Patrick blessed. You're the bright star of the west. You're that dear little isle so far away. At the setting of the sun, when my long day's work was done, I rambled down the seashore for a walk, and I, being all alone, I sat down upon a stone for to gaze upon the scenes of New York. Oh, the Éireann Grá Muchrí, you're the dear old land to me. You're the fairest that mine eyes have ever seen. And if ever I go home, it's from you I never will roam. You're my own native land, so far away. With the turf fire burning bright on the cold dark winter's night, and the snowflakes falling gently to the ground, thoughts will carry me home to that dear little isle so far away. Oh, the Nair and Gromachree, you're the dear old land to me. You're the fairest that mine eyes have ever seen. You're the land St. Patrick blessed. You're the bright star of the west. You're that dear little isle so far away.
To my old native land so far away. And what do you think of that voice? Wonderful, wasn't it? That was Anne-Marie O'Riordan. These two young men met, and they were in a foreign land, New York, I think, if my memory serves me correctly. Now, don't quote me on it. But they met, they were from the same neck of the woods in Ireland. In other words, County Monaghan. Now, recently on A Sounds Irish programme, I did a whole programme about songs from every county in Ireland. Yes, you guessed it. I left out County Monaghan, and I was severely reprimanded by two of our listeners. So I hope this makes up for it. But this is Eugene Doonan, Farewell to County Monaghan. And have a listen to the lyrics again. They're telling the story about the lads and everything that happened, and they name every place in County Monaghan, I think, that they've left behind them.
An old friend called by this evening to pass a few hours away. We had known each other from childhood, so I guess we had plenty to say. We talked of our youth back in Blaney, when together we worked on the land. And the day we both said our farewells to the county of Old Monaghan. Then later we played an old record that filled both our hearts with pride. It was written by Johnny McCauley and sung by Big Tom McBride. It told of a lad who had left home
but decided to come back to stay. But for us that never would happen. It breaks both our hearts to say, no, we won't be going back to Castle Blaney, to the kind folks that we used to know. We'll never see that old castle, or the waters that lie in Mucknow. We said our farewells when we left there, to travel to this foreign land. Farewell to our county of childhood, it's farewell to old Monaghan. Then later all memories kept calling, as together we turned back the year. Just thinking of home and our school days, almost had us in tears. The flax mill near the village of Lara, where together we often did roam. And the sound of the G&R steam train, that took us away from our home. We'd both left our kinfolk in Blaney, September 1954. Several weeks on an emigrant liner, then we landed on this foreign shore. We dreamed of the day we'd return home and see all the friends we once knew. But alas, that never did happen. That's one dream that never came true. So we won't be going back to Castle Blaney, to the kind folk that we used to know. We'll never see that old castle, or the waters that lie in Mucknow. We said our farewells when we left there, to travel to this foreign land. Farewell to our county of childhood, it's farewell to old Monaghan. Farewell to our county of childhood, it's farewell to old Monaghan.
That was Eugene Doonan, but the keyboard player was having a ball, was he not? Now we're moving from County Monaghan right over to the West, and you all know this song. In fact, people who are not Irish even know this song.
And maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Claddagh, and watch the sun go down on Galway Bay, just to hear again the ripple off the trout stream, and the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in a cabin, and watch the barefoot gossips at their play. All the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after
many candles from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I think there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
That was yet another track from the new Barleycorn and their interpretation of Galway Bay. Lots of interpretations of that. I think the Bing Crosby version of it sold, well, it sold a lot of records even just after the Second World War. But there, that was a nice little gentle version of Galway Bay. Again, we're on the subject of very popular Irish songs, because this is not so much an Irish song as an Irish-American song. I did say at the beginning of the programme that I would be playing some Irish-American material, and why not? But this is a lovely song from Finian's Rainbow. How are things in Glochamora? No, I'm not playing the Bing Crosby version. This is a wonderful version. And Glochamora, by the way, doesn't exist unless there's somebody's house in Ireland now called Glochamora. But I haven't found Glochamora on the map. And if you, a map of Ireland, that is. And if you have, will you let me know? You've got the email address. And I'll give it to you again at the end of the programme. But here's How Are Things in Glochamora, a lovely version from Maureen Hegarty.
Twinkled eye, come whistling by.
told you she had a lovely voice. Maureen Hegarty and How Are Things in Glaucomora. Now, for those of you who don't know, and for those of you who do know, I apologise, but I just want to tell people we have lots of new listeners now. I was born in Dublin and I lost my sight at the age of 2. I went to school in Dublin till I was 6, and then the whole family emigrated to Liverpool in England. I went to school in England and I started to study music. And at the age of 22, I came back to Ireland because I always promised myself, even as a youngster, that one day I would live in Ireland. And, well, my wishes have been granted, thank God. And I moved over to County Mayo, to Ballina in County Mayo, where I played piano and did vocals with the Jack Ruan band. Well, when I joined them first, they were the Jack Ruan band. They subsequently became the Jack Ruan show band. I stayed with them for 7 years and had a wonderful time, a wonderful 7 years. It was there that I met and married the lady that's now my wife, Sarah. We have 3 sons, 3 grown-up sons now. We have 8 grandchildren. And we live here on the east coast of Ireland in Bray in County Wicklow. But it's when I hear this song, it takes me back to those wonderful times that I spent in County Mayo. It's James Kilbane, and I want to dedicate this to anybody from County Mayo that's listening to me this week. And while I was with the Jack Ruan band, I think it must have been about 1960, maybe 1961, we toured America and we played in Boston. I must be honest and say I don't remember an awful lot about it, but that was a wonderful experience for me. It was my first trip of many to America. Anyway, there's a little bit of a little biopic of Joe Bollard, and here's James Kilbane singing a song that we played lots and lots of times on our very first American tour.
It's just a year ago today, I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my colleague's smile. In all my dreams, I hear her sweet voice calling soft. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. Now 2 Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart is pining where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloam. Me with true Irish love, caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses on her cheeks will lend enchantment to the sea. And when the shamrocks wed the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. And an Irish heart is pining when I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me with true Irish love, caress me. sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlighting.